The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody, impeach or not impeach? That is the question. We talk about impeachment, Joe Biden. And why do Trump voters feel stronger than ever to support Donald Trump? We examine that. Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That's Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school or college chapter at tpusa.com. Become a member at members.charliekirk.com. Listen to this little snippet of my conversation with Tucker Carlson. We talk about this sometimes. Your faith, has it strengthened? Have you grown closer, farther apart from God? Not just through this, but just in your 7 years from Fox, because you do talk more spiritually, especially in the last couple of years.
I probably shouldn't, because, I mean,
well, I love it.
You
personally
don't want to take spiritual advice from me.
Well, I'll be honest, Tucker. I don't take spiritual advice from Episcopalians.
Good. You shouldn't, trust me.
When an Episcopalian tells me about the Bible, I say, stop.
Not. Well, but trust me, no Episcopalian's ever going to tell you about the Bible.
No, they'll tell you about their feelings.
Yeah,
or
no,
some
it's
social
totally
justice,
right.
Waterworks
or they'll lie
project.
About it. And I was talking about this last night, actually. I've been, just for my own interest, reading the Bible since February. And
it's beautiful.
It's just so interesting. It's the most interesting thing I've ever read.
It's like, the whole civilization's based on
it. It's completely blowing my mind.
You can listen to that and more, members.charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I love the United States Constitution. I believe it's the greatest political document ever written. This year, I have been diving deep into what was the literature and the thinkers that laid the foundation for the United States Constitution, this incredible document that was not written for the times, but written to stand the test of time. From the books of the Old Testament to John Locke, Montesquieu. One of the shortest parts of the United States Constitution is Article 2, Section 4. When you study the Constitution, you realize there's some very, very long portions. I mean, for example, Article 1, Section 3, it goes on and on and on about how senators are elected, and Section 4 about time, place, and manner of holding elections for senators. Very complex, not complex, but it's very detailed. When you read the entire Constitution, the first seven articles, by the way, which was ratified in 1787 before the Bill of Rights, by the way, most people think the Bill of Rights is just the Constitution. The Bill of Rights are the additions to the core, the corpus of the U.S. Constitution. One of the shortest parts of the entire Constitution is honestly one of the most controversial and one of the most important. I can't say it is the shortest, because there are some that are close to being as short, but it sticks out. It's Article 2, Section 4, and it is exactly what we're about to talk about and debate with right now. About right now. The president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Turn the page and kind of like, what else? That's it. The president, vice president, and all other civil officers of the United States shall be removed from the office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and misdemeanors. Article 2, Section 4. This is my handy Turning Point USA Constitution. Now, there's a lot in that paragraph. Do not mistake the length or the lack thereof with how important or how heavy, how deep that sentence is. We have a history of impeachments, and it really kind of goes to show where we are in the modern era, the impeachment of Bill Clinton, which I have a mixed opinion on. Obviously, Bill Clinton was a scumbag. Whether that was the right thing or not to do, I actually think that's a really interesting historical debate. The threat of impeaching Richard Nixon, but it's kind of it's an attribute. It's a characteristic of kind of late republic government, where as you're transitioning from a republic to an empire, from a republic to an oligarchy, you're going to have power sources that are just going after one or the other. I don't like that family. I don't like that political party. This is predictable. It's sad. It's honestly quite tragic for the health of the country. But at times, it's necessary. I don't like impeachments. I don't think it should be done lightly. And let me build that out for you. They impeached Donald Trump twice on the silly, beyond silly of all charges. The first was this phone call to Zelensky. We even forget about this, the whistleblower Shimarella and this show trial that they put. Remember, this was all right before COVID. I remember vividly, I was at a hunting lodge in Arkansas in February of 2020, right before the world lost its mind. And I remember watching the impeachment, and it wasn't resonating, and you had Adam Schiff and all these morons on TV. Oh, Donald Trump's a traitor because of this phone call. And do you remember the core of it? This is how everything comes full circle. It wasn't just a phone call. It was a phone call about Joe Biden firing the prosecutor. It's interesting how the Democrats found that particular phone call, which was a perfectly fine phone call, to be an impeachable offense. If I'm drawing on my memory, it was Donald Trump talking to Zelensky about how Joe Biden is compromised. And remember, they said, oh, Donald Trump is using the power of the presidency to potentially go after his political opponents. Yeah, of course, the Democrats would never do anything like that. And then, of course, the second impeachment was the January 6th thing, which was done in such a accelerated fashion. I mean, it was done like it was the overnight drive-by impeachment. It was a joke. Donald Trump was acquitted on both of those. But they cheapened the idea of the American impeachment process. And Democrats do this. They cheapen the idea of quote-unquote racism. They cheapen the idea of misogyny. They use it so much, they flood the zone. There's such a oversupply with this, it no longer means anything. That's sad. Because there are some people that are racist, mostly Democrats, mostly white liberal Democrats. There are people that are bigoted, but you use these terms so much, they don't mean anything. The same with impeachment. So I don't like impeachments at all. I think that it's an overused threat. It's something they like, I don't like this president. Let's impeach them. With that being said, we know impeachments are largely theater. We know that it's just largely performative. We have absolutely no choice but to pursue impeachment of Joe Biden and his cartel of criminals around him. Both can be simultaneously true. We shouldn't celebrate this. It is 100% necessary. If we do not impeach Joe Biden for his high crimes and misdemeanors, and let me read this again from Article 2, Section 4 of our beautiful United States Constitution. The president, vice president, all other civil officers of the United States shall be removed from the office on impeachment and for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. Joe Biden is a traitor to the United States. Joe Biden received bribery from our enemies, and there are a lot of other high crimes and misdemeanors that Joe Biden has engaged in. It is as clear as we can get. It's clear. There was a very interesting moment yesterday on Sean Hannity's Fox News program. Very interesting. Kind of came out of nowhere, which goes to show, and by the way, this went totally viral. We were one of the first people to tweet this out, reach millions of people. Play cut 38.
Hannity, so this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon, used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight.
So look, that's a good sign. House Republicans are probably going to be going. That's the Speaker of the House. That's not just the wonderful Anna Paulina Luna or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Lauren Boebert. No, this is the Speaker of the House who is signaling impeachment is coming. And by the way, if they're going to run this corrupt criminal for the presidency of the United States again, yeah, you better impeach. You better. If they're about to indict Donald Trump on grand jury, on January 6th stuff via grand jury today or tomorrow, forget it. Like, that is the right approach. Yes, this is tragic. It's tragic for the Republic that we have someone as corrupt and as craven and as evil as Joe Biden. And again, Joe Biden is an evil person. I can give you one piece of evidence that's not political. He refuses to recognize a granddaughter in Arkansas as one of his own because it's inconvenient. It's reprehensible. He's a reprobate. Joe Biden is. Just kind of discards it. Forget all the stuff that he sold out the country. He's a traitor. He's a liar. Used the government to cover up stuff. Acts with this kind of senile Alzheimer's dementia caricature. Oh, I can't remember anything. I'm kind of good old Scranton Joe. Forget all that. Just one piece of evidence. He has a granddaughter that he just does, acts as if that doesn't exist, which is actually perfectly consistent because he's fine with terminating beings in the womb, human beings in the womb that he doesn't like. Joe Biden has basically casted away a biological granddaughter of his. Oh, it doesn't exist. He's a bad person. We're not going to impeach him on that, obviously. We're going to impeach him because he's a traitor to America, and it's necessary. It's time to rally the forces, everybody. Suck it up. We need to impeach Joe Biden and the cartel of criminals around him. I'm going to walk you through what that means, especially as they're going after Donald Trump with such ferocity literally today. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Does lack of energy, memory issues, brain fog, and other mysterious health issues cause you distress? If so, listen up, because I dealt with the same exact issues until I found Strong Cell. Strong Cell is a liquid NADH supplement packed with highly bioavailable CoQ10, marine collagen, and tons of essential vitamins. All of these work together with NADH to improve your health at the cellular level. There are cells in every area of your body, so if your cells are healthy, you'll be healthier. I'm asked by a lot of nutrition companies to endorse their products, and I say no to most of them. But once I saw what Strong Cell did for me personally, I reached out and teamed up with them. Go to strongcell.com/Charlie today and check it out for yourself. I take it every day, and it's made a big impact on my life. Remember, this is not an overnight fix. It's repairing your body at the cellular level, so you got to give it time for it to work. I recommend you try the 30-day supply to give your body the greatest chance to see the benefits. Visit strongcell.com/Charlie or call 888-596-0155 or use promo code Charlie to get a special 20% off discount. That's strongcell.com/Charlie. This is not a moment for celebration. It is necessary. We must go after this with focus and precision. But unlike the left, they're a bunch of bloodthirsty maggots. Oh, we want this person in prison. These people are throwing parties every time Donald Trump gets indicted. These are not good people that we're dealing with. No, seriously, you look on Twitter and they're popping champagne and they're doing selfie videos. These people are so empty of meaning because they don't believe in God and, you know, they have done their fair share of substances. So they try to find someone to blame for all their problems. And so, wow, Donald Trump getting, and then of course it's empty and they want another indictment and another indictment. A large portion of the country derives their fulfillment with looking at the sadistic suffering of conservatives. This is why they're always calling for people to go to jail and for people to be deplatformed. They find their revolutionary meaning with the displacement, the smearing, and the slander of an entire portion of the country. Three recent impeachments, from Bill Clinton to two with Donald Trump, it's just awful for the future of America. And yes, you're going to add Joe Biden to it. It's 100% necessary. I don't celebrate this. You shouldn't either, by the way. It shows that we're a highly dysfunctional country, like ridiculously dysfunctional. Dysfunctional not because of anything that you have done. You've done your job. You've showed up to church. You've paid your taxes. You raise your kids. You buy Relief Factor. You buy MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, whatever. You've done what has been asked of you loyally and obediently in a good way. And your leaders have robbed you blind. The plunder has been underway in both political parties. No win wars in the Middle East. Trade deals that made them rich and you poor. 110,000 people dying of drug overdoses. The locking down of our schools. The mandating of the mRNA gene-altering vaccine. Safe and effective always. Don't never ask a question. Ever safe and effective. And you see this political cabal is what it really is. And the way I feel, and I know the way you feel, is I have a ridiculous amount of resentment towards our current American ruling class. I believe that they're intentionally destroying your livelihood. And now it's time to hold one of those people accountable. Not just, I mean, hopefully Merrick Garland too and Mayorkas, but it is now time. The hour is here to impeach Joe Biden. If they are really going to run him for the presidency, then it's time to pass it through the House and make the Senate conduct a trial. Now, look, the way it works is, will the House of Representatives be able to pass it? If Kevin McCarthy is signaling that on television, the answer is probably yes. The evidence is so overwhelming. And what I just love, the media, they are so dishonest. I was watching MSNBC this morning, Operation Mockingbird, CIA, MSNBC, it might as well be. It's the people, Langley, Virginia, might as well be the executive producers of MSNBC Morning Joe. And they're doing this new thing. Again, there's a series of psychological manipulation tactics that the intelligence agencies use via the media. And this is the new one. They have gaslighting. They have projection. They have just outright like offense where they just go super hyper aggressive on an issue and you're not allowed. This new thing that they do is so interesting, which is kind of forced confusion is the best way I can describe it. I was watching on MSNBC. They say, what do you mean? Corruption? What is this? Where does this come from? Why are they doing this? In fact, on MSNBC Morning Joe, they were talking about how Republicans are now diluting what impeachment is supposed to be for. And I watch it. I say, this is such unbelievable contortion of the truth. It just goes to show at the level of how demented these people have become ethically and morally. Mainstream media has devoted 0 seconds to Joe Biden's multi-million dollar bribery scandal and 527 minutes to Donald Trump's garbage indictments. 527 minutes to Trump indictment, 0 seconds to the Biden bribery allegations, which, might I remind you, in Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, in my very handy Turning Point USA Constitution, oh, that's right, bribery was mentioned right there. We have a picture of James Madison right here. James Madison is considered the father of the United States Constitution. Bribery. If your president's being bribed, which our president has been and continues to be, by foreign powers, they should be impeached and removed from office. This is not a tough trial. Now, the Senate will acquit him because you got John Fetterman and you got all these Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff and Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders that will just toe the party line. Does not matter. Impeachment will help get the truth to a wider audience. It's necessary. I don't celebrate this moment, but I want to win. It's time to impeach Joe Biden and this cartel of criminals, engage in the narrative war. The only way to proceed is through.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought, I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's improved your overall day-to-day, how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We've got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's balance of nature. It's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. Got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751
or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
I want to play cut 13. This is worthy of just kind of reminding you of the late stage republic that we are in. You have one of the most unpopular presidents in history that is facing an impeachment inquiry, who has sold out America for the benefit of his own family, outright bribery, outright treason, outright cash for payment, who then is using his own government to go after the number one political dissident. Now, I have intentionally resisted this news article. I have intentionally resisted this. But it does connect. A Harvard-Harris poll shows that Donald Trump leads Joe Biden by 5 points. Don't take the bait, because they're going to have ballot chasing and mules and all that. We have to get to work. But it shows that it's in the arena of competitive. Okay? It shows that it's not some sort of massive blow up. So I don't like this. Oh, Donald Trump is up with this, or Joe Biden is up this. Resist the sugar high. Resist the candy. Resist the Snickers bar of polling. It drives me nuts. Oh, Charlie, this poll, that poll, this poll. Get to work. Chase ballots, register voters, secure our elections. Chase ballots, register voters, secure our elections. But it does show this one poll, if I could just isolate it, shows that, okay, Joe Biden, the least popular president. Donald Trump is at least within the margin of error where the race can be competitive. Let's go indict him. This would have been so unacceptable 20 years ago. The America of my grandmother would not have put up with this. The America of the greatest generation would not have tolerated this, period. The greatest generation would not have allowed their government to become some sort of political super PAC for a failed, craven, evil traitor president. Apparently, it's acceptable for half the country right now. Play cut 13.
At this point in his term, Joe Biden is the second most unpopular president in modern U.S. history. Jimmy Carter was the first. Romano cites polling data from 538, where Biden's approval rating 910 days into his term stood at just 39%.
Okay, so this is a fact. You have an illegitimate regime that does not have popular support from the sovereign, the people, that has these pit bulls, these attack dogs, like releasing the dogs after anyone who dares question them. Alternate electors in Michigan, MAGA moms, put you in jail. Steve Bannon, federal prison. James O'Keefe, raid your home. Rudy Giuliani, I don't know if he'll be indicted, but all the public reports look like they're leading to that. If you speak out against the regime, we come after you. You're a top donor to Trump, we come after you. And Donald Trump right now is on the verge of getting indicted on the most serious of all charges. And we're just supposed to kind of just shrug our shoulders and say, yeah, yeah. And if I were to kind of editorialize a little bit on our, I think, very fruitful dialogue I had yesterday with Dave Rubin, I think Dave made some really good points on the policy wins of Ron DeSantis. But I think the Republican base is very wise right now, because they realize that there's a much bigger picture. There's a macro game at play here beyond just kind of policy wins in one state. This is a question of the survival of a civilization, of whether or not you can take out a duly elected president, a popular president, by administrative state Praetorian Guard means. I think the base is totally understanding that game correctly. I don't need to communicate it. I'm just recognizing how the base is properly viewing it. We're half the Republican base in every poll, Donald Trump up 30, up 40. And I had somebody ask me, they said, oh, Charlie, why is Trump so popular? I said, the average rank and file person who's supporting Donald Trump, it's not about the tweets. It's not even about, it's about they're not going to put up with an unelected shadow government to tell them who gets to be president. It's a big middle finger F you to support Donald Trump in the primary, to the people that got us involved in the illegal war in Iraq, to the people that lied under oath repeatedly about COVID, to the people that mandated the vaccines, to people that keep the borders open, the people that shipped our jobs overseas. And now you're going to use Jack Smith, and you're going to use Fannie Willis, and you're going to use Alvin Bragg in an obviously symmetrical interlocked campaign to tell you how to vote. Like, the only thing I have left is my vote. Think about it. for the majority of Donald Trump's base, they've seen their kids become trans, gay, and liberal by sending them off to college. They've seen their country become unrecognizable demographically because of a wide-open southern border. They've seen American foreign policy become the laughingstock of the world. They've seen their dollar erode in purchasing power year after year. They've seen their major institutions like the NBA and the NFL and Hollywood become sick and twisted gay versions and hyper-racialized versions of their former selves. What else does the person in East Palestine, Ohio have? They don't even have drinking water anymore. You know the one thing they have? They have a ballot. That's what they have. They have a ballot. And it's not about a policy debate. It's not about, I'm going to reconfigure this federal bureaucracy because I have assembled. You're not reading the room, man. The only thing these people have left is their ballot. And they're going to use their ballot as a primal scream in this Republican primary. They're going to use their ballot to try and get the attention of the FBI, the DOJ. And you might say, you could take everything from us. You could take our jobs. You could take our kids. You could groom them and all this. And honestly, but you are not going to tell me how to vote in a primary because you spend $1 billion. You're not going to tell me how to vote in a primary because you illegitimately indict a president while you got Joe Biden that is not just like a little bit of a criminal. This guy is such like the nakedly sloppiest crime mind in the history of international criminal behavior. It's not just that he's a criminal. He just didn't care about to cover up anything. Conference calls from Dubai, wire transfers from the mayor of Moscow's wife, his son on Air Force Two. It's in your face. I mean, at least, as I said yesterday, at least the Clintons set up some sort of charitable foundation where they pretended like they did good work. I mean, they had a little bit of shame. You got to think Bill Clinton was like, you know, I've been impeached. Like, let's try to. And Joe Biden's like, screw that. Who needs charitable foundations when you could just receive the money yourself? The Republican base has been targeted, harassed with IRS agents. They flooded the streets with crime and drugs and trans activists. And you still go to work and you still do your part. You go to church. You pray for your country. You fast for your country. You care about your grandkids. You donate to Turning Point USA. But with the message that you're sending right now, and I hear you and I feel you and I share this sentiment, is like, honestly, you're not going to tell me how to vote in this Republican primary. Screw you. I don't want a policy debate. Policy debates are fun and interesting. This is a question of the survival of the civilization. This is a macro street brawl. And guess what? The only guy that the Republican base trusts to get into the arena, to get into that UFC cage match fight and fight to the bloody end, the bitter end, is not someone that can argue about the finer points of the technocratic policy agenda. Great governor, can you get in the UFC ring and win? And the Republican primary base grew an attachment to Donald Trump and saw what he did, and they feel as if he too is being stolen from them. They saw their jobs be stolen from them, their country being stolen from them. They saw the American prestige and pride be stolen from them. They saw their sports, Hollywood, everything be stolen from them. And they're saying, no, I will not let you take Donald Trump too. I'm not going to allow that to happen. That's what's going on in the Republican primary right now. And a failure to recognize or realize that, I'm sure the consultants, they're going to make tens of millions of dollars, are talking about reset, reboot, whatever. It's just like how many different things. We're going to go draft Glenn Youngkin and all that. You guys could draft the Avengers squad of center-right Chamber of Commerce candidates. All nice people, sweet and pleasant. Go run a 1980s campaign. You're going to lose. You are going to lose because you are completely misreading the Republican base. And the Republican base is trying to communicate to you, we're not moving. We're not budging. You don't get to choose our candidates. It's the last thing I have left. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. When the government used emergency edicts during COVID to restrict the gathering and worship of churches, three pastors facing the risk of imprisonment, unlimited fines, and their own churches being ripped apart take a courageous stand and reopen their doors in the face of a world that has chosen to comply. The Essential Church is a feature-length documentary that explores the struggle between the church and our government throughout history. The story uncovers those who have sacrificed their lives throughout history for what they believe in. rediscover why the church is essential, and how we prove that this stand remains true from a scientific, legal, and most importantly, a theological or biblical perspective. I recently had John MacArthur on the show. This is a very important movie, and it's not your typical movie. It will change your life. You need to take your friends and family and go see this movie. It comes out in theaters Friday, July 28th. Get your tickets now. Go to EssentialChurchMovie.com to get your tickets today. That is EssentialChurchMovie.com. So please check it out, EssentialChurchMovie.com. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. I want to play a couple pieces of tape here. So Ron DeSantis went on Russell Brand's program. Glad he did. He should do more kind of spicy media. I think he has something to say, but this is just not fit. This is just not true. Play cut two.
I would push back on this idea that I'm representing establishment forces. I get attacked by the corporate press more than anybody running for office, more than Joe Biden, and now more than Donald Trump, because I think the corporate press views me as a bigger threat. They understand that I will beat Biden, and they know I will actually deliver on all these things.
Okay, so it is somewhat true that Ron DeSantis is getting unfavorable headlines. But honestly, it is because his campaign is not doing very well. And his campaign is not doing well because he's not reading the room. And the room is trying to communicate very clearly, you, the Republican base, that we want nothing to do with policy debate. We want fighters. Play cut 35.
The other thing you track for us, of course, is the ongoing legal trouble for former President Donald Trump. It is a Monday. Remind us where things may head this week in the myriad cases facing him.
If there's going to be an indictment here in Washington, D.C. on the special counsel's January 6th investigation, it could come as early as tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern time, when the grand jury is here in the courthouse. The January 6th grand jury tends to meet on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Ed, and the magistrate judge tends to sit at 1 p.m. Eastern time to hear his or her caseload.
So they're going to now indict Donald Trump on the most serious of all charges. This is a question of who's in charge. It's a question of who actually runs the country. And as we see all this materializing, what can we do? What can possibly be done? Impeaching Donald Trump? Impeaching Joe Biden? It's a good start. What the Republican base is saying is we need a political warrior, not a traditional technocrat. We can start impeachment. We have to do everything we possibly can, even if we know it's not going to result in removal of these people. You got to start putting points on the board. You have to tell your voters that you're listening to them and you see these. These are, it's not just one of them. It is treason, bribery, high crimes, and misdemeanors. Impeach Merrick Garland. Impeach Alejandro Mayorkas. Impeach Christopher Wray. Impeach, yes, Joe Biden. One after the other, after the other, after the other. Only person you shouldn't impeach is Kamala Harris, because I would love to run against Kamala Harris. She should be like pardoned, like keep her out of the mix. She's so politically unlikable. She's such a clown. Keep her out. We are obviously in unprecedented times. Any day now, any hour now, they're going to come down with Donald Trump indicted on 65 counts, on 70 counts related to January 6th stuff. And it ties right with the Michigan alternate electors. We've already predicted what is going to be in this indictment. We've already predicted what it's going to have, what's going to be incorporated in that. The question is, how do we react? And it's all coming down to the 2024 election. The 2024 election is going to be a referendum of who gets to, it's going to be the largest jury pool in the history of jury pools. It's going to be a 150 million person jury pool of whether or not the shadow government administrative state can interfere with an election and indict a former president and prevent him from becoming president based on giving a speech, questioning election results, which, by the way, it's a constitutional right to be able to question election results and to be able to have documents. This is what we're going to impeach a former president on. No, they're doing everything they possibly can because there is a sense of paranoia and concern in the oligarchy. The oligarchy, they don't quite get you. They're confused. They are not sure why you have not given up yet. They've done everything to break your will. Everything. And yet you keep showing up. And yet you keep fighting. And you keep organizing. So they're just going to keep on going to a higher threshold. Impeachment and getting to the truth about the Biden crime family is an important step in the process of initiating a constitutional reset. It's not everything, but it's an important first step. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel. Straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.